A day after a man yelling all these Jews must die before killing 11 and wounding 6 others inside a Pittsburgh synagogue, federal authorities are reacting to a week of violence in the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, speaking on Fox News Sunday, said people must express themselves in an appropriate way.
These calls to violence, these calls to disruption are not effective, not productive, and frankly, they just contribute to additional deconstruction of our ability to work together.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is taking the lead on this incident in which the alleged shooter, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, was taken into custody. This same week, Cesar Sayoc Jr. was charged with sending 13 pipe bombs targeting prominent members of the Democratic Party. He has a scheduled court appearance Monday. It also comes as a man gunned down 2 black people at a grocery store in the state of Kentucky after attempting to enter a predominantly black church earlier. 2 United Nations peacekeepers were killed and several others wounded in 2 separate incidents in Mali Saturday. The peacekeeping mission said in a statement its blue helmets in Timbuktu in that region repelled a complex attack mounted from several trucks armed with rocket launchers, machine guns, and other explosives. 2 peacekeepers from Burkina Faso were killed in the incident, and several more were wounded. Voters in Brazil are at the polls this Sunday to elect a new president. Observers say the country may be set to elect a far-right candidate. His opponents say his victory would threaten one of the world's largest democracies. Brazilian Congressman Jair Bolsonaro is the leading presidential candidate heading into the election. The election is the second and final round of voting in the Brazilian presidential election process, and the first round of voting on October 7th, which narrowed the field of candidates to the top 2, he led the field with 46% of the votes. This is VOA News.